Shur Pe'alav and Baba Basra continued. Udal Sivanay Toshin Mem, May 29, 1980, and Thursday continued.
Is a manifestation of tribute Takumi Bor. Shemayim is something great. What do you mean Shemayim is something great? So they're not accepted. It means that when one looks at the planets, so he becomes allowed with God consciousness and with love of God when he ponders upon the laws of nature and how everything is provided for. I mean, as the Gemara, as Chazal formulated. So when a person, that's the Sha'ar Pino, what is that? The Chibis of Rovi is saying Sha'ar Pino. In other words, he discusses how we can arouse Abbas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God consciousness, by pondering upon the laws of nature. In other words, if you ponder upon the mice of Rachis, so then you arouse in your heart the love of God. So that's what it means. In other words, that when we see how the Tzvashmayim so operate their revolutions and their emotions, so we become aware of God's existence. In other words, this is the way Avraham Avinu became cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, he was raised as a pagan, and he was raised under the notion that there is no Be'er, but he became a matchless as Be'er by realizing that if there is at the rest of the Shabbat in Parshat Lech Lecha, the motion of a person walking on a journey on the road, and then he saw a bureau, a beautiful palace, and then he came over to the palace, so he thought at first, maybe it's a dark palace, a deserted palace, but then when he came over, so he saw lights burning in the palace, so bright, so much light, so he says, there must be a Balabim. So, Kacha Romavi, he was raised in a pagan environment, but he came to the realization that there is Bir Elon who created the world, who created the Bihar, and not only who created, but who administered the world. Because there were certain people in the course of generations who they are called deists. A deist is one who believes that the Rebbein Shalom created the world. But they say that the Rebbein Shalom is not Mashgiach of the world. I mean, he lets nature takes its own course. It doesn't care. But that's days. So a lot of people came to the realization first that there is a Bailey law, and not only that there is a Bailey people, there is a Bala people, there is a Bailey who cares about the people, and who administers the people, who supervises the people every minute of the day and every minute of the night. So why? So the Midrash mentions that a lot of people came to that realization not by merely seeing the people. Because when the Midrash mentions the Moshe, if somebody, a one who walks on the road, and from far he sees a bureau, so if he doesn't see that there is light, so he might think there is no violin, maybe the violin is away. But when he comes close to the bureau, and he says, and he looks through the windows, and he sees that in each room there is light, so then he comes to the conclusion, it's not a deserted bureau. Because if it had been a deserted bureau, if the Bible had abandoned the bureau, so you wouldn't find light in every room. So, in other words, so this is how Avraham Avinu came to the realization that there is a Balaam now. So, Avraham Avinu apparently came to the realization that there is a Balaam bureau by observing the paradoxical phenomenon of nature. In the world, you see contradictory phenomena. On one hand, you see certain phenomena in nature that manifest harm in wars. On the other hand, you observe certain phenomena in nature that are not indicative of laws of nature, of the cosmos, of uniformity and comfort. There are certain phenomena in nature that, to the superficial mind, might has shown tend to indicate that there is chaos, there is no harmony, there is no law, it just chance has shown. So if, let's say, now Avraham Avinu came to the realization that there is a Bala Biyor by virtue of the fact that he noticed, that he took notice, that they are contradictory phenomena in nature. On one hand, there is uniform. There is uniformity. There was a school of philosophers among the Greeks. Parmenides was the main one who said that the prevailing principle in the world is uniform, same. The world is the same. The world now is the same as it was 5,000 years ago. There is no change. And then there was another philosopher, I would say Heraclitus, who said just the reverse, that the prevailing principle that operates in the universe is change. There is no uniformity. But the truth is that both principles are correct. On one hand, we notice uniformity in nature. On the other hand, we see constant change in the world and progress in the world. So, by taking notice of one characteristic of nature, so one cannot come to the realization of the Bala. Because if every phenomenon in nature had been expressive of uniformity, then it wouldn't necessarily follow on the basis of logic that there is a Bala. On the other hand, if there had been no uniformity in nature, but just change without any laws, nothing. So then, one could say, Chas v'Shalom, that everything is changed, as many are causing me. So, the way Avraham Avinu came to the realization that there is a Bala Bivor is because he took notice of the contradictory, paradoxical phenomena in nature. On one hand, we see certain phenomena that conform to certain laws. I mean, that's all science. On the other hand, there are many areas all the scientists in the world are groping the darkness and they say all kinds of nonsensical theories because they don't know any of any law, of any principle of causation that might explain. So they say this, they say that. I mean, so the world is so many billions of years old and that men came from the amoeba because they don't know. So wherever there is no uniformity, so then they say all kinds of conjectures. So, the way Avraham Avinu came to the realization that there is Bala Bivor is by taking notice of the paradoxical phenomenon in nature. Now, subjectively, when you look at nature, so you see in the course of the day how the sun keeps on moving and there is sunlight and everything. So then you observe uniformity. But then the moment the sun sets, the Lord visibly sets, the Lord arises, then everything appears covered by a dark curtain. And then it appears, there is no uniformity, there is no law. If Chas v'Shalom, there is just chaos. Why? Because darkness is the Hedaroim. Hedaroim. I mean, the Greek says that one darkness is not the Hedaroim. That's the picture of Israel. But any other darkness that we know is just the negation of light, the absence of light. So now light represents creation. Darkness is the absence of creation, is really Teor Reveu, is expressive of Teor Reveu, of chaos, of non-creation. So in other words, the way Avraham Avinu came to the realization that there was a Bala Bivor is by first noticing the root of the sun, the way the sun visibly moves from east to west. So in that he noticed uniformity, principles. Because when you look in the daytime at the sun, so you realize that this is reflective of a principle of uniformity. Otherwise, I mean, you wouldn't have sunlight in a certain regular way, but the moment the sun sets below the horizon and you don't see a thing. So then nature manifests chaos and non-creation, because creation is the header of light, and light is the first principle, is the first substance, if you can call it as such, that was created. I mean, that's true according to modern physics. I mean, so the photons are representing the basic unit in the world, the basic fundamental entity in the world, and according to the moral logique, so by Sokhan Moris Nikolaevon, so the first thing that was created was light, according to the moral logique. So in other words, light represents the essence of creation, and darkness on the contrary. That's Heder Obeya. So that means stay on the way. So Avraham Avinu came to the realization that there is a power below, not by simply observing the root of the sun in the course of the day. Because if he hadn't observed the sunrise, sunset, so then Avraham Avinu could have come Chas v'Sholom to an opposite conclusion. That's the way it has been all the time. All the time it has been that. It wouldn't have led Avraham Avinu to the conclusion that there is a Balabim. But after observing that in the course of the day there is uniformity, there is light, and the sun visibly moves in a certain direction. There is direction, there is purpose. When one watches the motion of the sun, so then he realizes, he must realize that there is a purpose. It's not just chance. Every day the sun follows the same route. It's not a unit of chance. So there is purpose in the route of the sun and in the operation of the Tzvoi Sashamayim. So, but one could say, if there hadn't been the phenomenon of the sun setting in the, below the western horizon, so one could say that the world has been like that all the time. I mean, there have been some, the Rambam and Ruchi mentions they were certain philosophers who did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they believe that the world has been that way all the time. All the time. No change. All the time. Throughout the days. In eternity. So, if Avraham Avinu had just observed the principles of causation in nature, this is something that you visually observe in the course of the day, when the sun keeps on moving, visibly, from east to west. So then you could have come to the conclusion that the world has been like that all the time. Not necessarily there is a Baal HaPiur. But then Avraham Avinu observed that every day the sun follows a certain course, and then it disappears, and then the next day again, and again it disappears. So then he came to the realization that there is a Biro Dilekes, and there is a Bible inside the Biro who always watches. That's the way Avraham Avinu came to the realization of our Biro, the way the Medrash Rabbe in Parsha Lech Lecha describes. So we may go ahead. So this is what he says. Boy, the Omar of Yeshua, the way, Dira Bishchino. In other words, what does it mean, Shchino? There is a concentration of Shchino. Now, there is a certain kashrut that is raised by certain chabad of Svar. The Rambam says, in Ruchat Yisapriro, that the Kedusha of Shchino of Eretz Yisrael is working to us about it. But the Kedusha of Shchino of Yerushalayim, the Mikdosh is to us about it. So the Rambam says, explains why. So he says, because the Kedusha of Shchino of Eretz Yisrael took effect through Kibush. So in many ways, since it took effect through Kibush, when Chametzer HaRosh took out Yisrael away from us, so it nullified the Kibush of Yeshua. So maybe the Kedusha also came to them. Mashenikin, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdosh, the Shchino was becoming, that did not take effect through Kibush. It took effect through Shchino. The Shchino of faith. So maybe it's Yerushalayim. So some Mechabalim as the Kashe against the Rambam, because the modern Yume says, Chamisha Dvorim Chosro Levai Sheli. Chamisha Dvorim Chosro Levai Sheli. So one of the things, I mean, there was Ruhum Tumim, I mean, there were no Luches. One of the five things that did not, were not, that were Chosro in Vai Sheli, were lacking Vai Sheli in Shechino. So the mother says that Shechino was lacking in Vai Sheli. So, the Rambam says here that Kiddusha Hashem is Kiddusha Zimore, and we didn't have to resort to a new Kiddusha. When Ezra and Nehemiah settled in Eretz Yisrael, because the Shechino was not in Kambodo, but in Baal Sheni, even in Baal Sheni, the Shechino was failed. I mean, that's is strange kashya. But what is the answer? The answer is that when the Gemara says shchita is chosa, was chosa by sheni, it's not the same thing what the Rambam means by shchita when the Rambam says that the kedusha of the Shvayim Mikdash took effect in the shchita and shchita in the Teilah. Because it's different degrees of shchita. It's the same shchita, but it's different degrees of shchita. In other words, being by the shchita, so there was an omit of anyone being, and the Gemara says that how did Yehuda become Navi? How did Yehuda become Navi? Yehuda was not a Navi, but Yehuda went to the Simcha, participated one time in the Simcha Mishashem. So it's called Simcha Mishashem, or that by Shishim they were Shevet or Hakimish. All those who participated in the Simcha Mishashem, or by Shishim were able to draw or Hakimish. The way one is able to draw water from the well, all you have to do is just take it to pail and throw it down into the well and draw with a rope. You can pull it up. You draw or don't draw water. So it was possible in the Baal Shem Tov. There was possible to draw water kilos. That's how Yehuda became known. So Baal Shem Tov didn't tell it. Then you were told me. And you didn't tell it. So in other words, there was a difference. So the shchita represents the atmosphere of kedusha, but there are all kinds of degrees of kedusha. So when the Rambam says shchita l'teilah, it means that this kedusha that emanated from dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu never became mortal. But it doesn't mean that it's the same degree of kedusha that existed by shchita, existed by Sheni. It doesn't mean that the same degree of kedusha that existed by Sheni exists now. Of course not. So in other words, so when the Gemara says here that shchita is not here in Maya, what does it mean shchita is not in Maya? That means shchita means if any phenomenon that is capable of inducing Abbas Hashem, the notion of God consciousness in our mind, so that means Ishchina. And the reasons why, how did Avraham Avinu come to the realization that there is a Baal HaBiro? Not by just observing the course of the sun, the root of the sun in the daytime, but that came primarily by observing sunset. Why? Because he came to the conclusion of the Baal HaBiro by taking notice of the fact that side by side with the element of causation and uniformity, there is an area which visibly represents chaos and no creation. So, but the two are sensing each other. If there had been no phenomenon that is expressive of causation, so then one could say everything is shared, like many other causes. We say everything is chance. The world just came into being just by chance. Everything, the sun came into being by chance, and everything came into being by chance. But if we see, on one hand, we see the principle of causation, of uniformity. On the other hand, we see apparent chaos, darkness, no creation. So that arouses God consciousness in the minds and the hearts of the person. So that's why the Maariv, that's the place where the sun sets. So that is considered to be Toda Bishrim. That is considered to be Toda Bishrim. Now, and of course, the Adam HaGomer does not have to be explained. He says that Shchino is all over me because every phenomenon in nature arouses curiosity and God consciousness. Now, we have to understand what does Gemara mean. We omar afon barav ve omar rab. You in the tier the ruchit. Omar afon barav omar rab. Dal the ruchit in nashu bechoye. We ruach tzeimis min nash nashveis. We imkor she yomo el keni le yom iskai matu shachas. The ruach tzeimis koshe mikoron. We yomo el benei she mame les machda ves zayva. She ne mara minos ho ya ve yomei tzi betzvah vusim. Rashi says benei tzmala chorosu vidusvitz. But what's the tradition of Mikra? I mean, the way it's translated. That also, in the dialogue between Iyad and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitei Chasov, So as the Rebbe Yishol spoke the Maran Vod, to hear Mitei Hasorot in the Tempest, so the Rebbe Yishol said, among other things, to hear Hamdunos Hoyamneitz, you hear, you are so wise, you are so intelligent, and you think that with your mind, you need a very great mind. But here, arrogant himself, I mean, unlimited intellectual potential, the way scientists today, they arrogant themselves, everything. So here too. So the baby show said to here, Mitei Hasor, Hamdunos Hoyamneitz, can you, with your intelligence, explain this phenomenon of the hawk? Now the hawk is the symbol of the bird of prey, you know, in Israel. So all those who are involved in the Israeli government are divided, according to the New York Times, between hawks and dogs. Either you have a hawk or you have a dog. You don't have any benignity, you don't have. Either one is a hawk or one is a dog. So anybody who believes, like he's a Weizmann, that everything should be turned over to Sadat, so he is a dog. But someone like Megan, who is making compromises, but he's not so flexible, so immediately he's a hawk. So why a hawk? Because a hawk is considered as an expert in prayer. It's a bird of prayer. It's an example of a bird of prey. So the Rebbe Shalom said to Iye, Hamidinos Oyabaneitz, the hawk, just before the cold days arrive, so the hawk flies away to the tropical countries, the tropical countries. Now, and a human being couldn't do it. A human being couldn't do it. And the hawk sometimes will fly away at an earlier day time. Sometimes a hawk will fly away to the tropical countries in August, and sometimes will fly away in November. Why? So then, retrospectively, you'll be able to find out why a certain hawk in one year flew away to the tropical countries in August. Because in that year, so the cold started, the cold weather started in September. But if a certain year the cold weather starts in December, sometimes it happens, so then the hawk does not fly away to the tropical countries until November. So in other words, the hawk is instinctive. He feels when the cold weather will come, and then he is able to soar above the clouds and to fly away to the tropical countries. So Hamidinos Hoyamneitz, you here, you are such a chochem, you are such a philosopher, and you are ready to yourself this intelligence of comprehending everything, and if something is beyond your understanding, so then you will reject it. So Hamidinos Hoyamneitz, just try to explain to me this phenomenon of the hawk, that he flies, he soars above, Yifres Knof of the same one. And he spreads out his wings above the clouds towards the south, towards the tropical countries. Can you explain it? So if you can't explain this, why do you assume that you have to understand the reason as to why you suffer? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told here. So the Gemara says here, Damat Ruchas Binashim B'chol Yeh, V'ruach Tzveinis Imko. Now what is Ruach Tzveinis? Tzveinis, Gemara, says that the Imam is being like Sadra. V'ruach Tzveinis Imko Misuberet. So in other words, it's figuratively, Rebbeza describes the world as if it had been in the form of a square, you know, and on three sides, Mizrach, Ma'irin, and Doren, the Amchetzes, the Aksholim, and Antzofim is open. In other words, it has three mechitzes, the world. What does it mean? It means Tzofim represents the element of destruction, of chaos that there is in the world. On one hand, we, as I said before, so we see the principle of uniformity, of causality, of causation, of laws of nature, it's cosmos. On the other hand, there are certain phenomena that cannot be explained. So, So in other words, the zone of chaos, of no creation, so that is symbolized by the word space. In other words, it's open. It's open, there is no machitza, because if you have machitza, that means it's protected. There is walls, I mean, you can predict what will take place if you have machitza. But if you have no machitza, you cannot predict, then you are subject. You are exposed to the elements of nature. So the world is described by the Blessed as an achzad, that has machitza on three sides, but one side is open. In other words, there is a zone of chaos in the world. There's all of chaos in the world. So this is what the Gemara says. Omar Acharon Marab, Omar Ab, Dalet Ruchet Nachum Chogei, Viruach Tzvim Simkura. So side by side with all the laws of nature, there is a zone of chaos. Viruach Tzvim Min Hashem Simkura. Viru Moi Benit, Shem Amido Machem Sesayimu. Now what is the Neit? There's a hawk. The hawk is a bird of prey. Who needs a bird of prey? I mean, if you ask someone. But is a destructive fowl. Who needs it? Why did the Rebbeinu Shom create the bird of prey? The answer is, as the Medrash said, that the Rebbeinu Shom did not create a single thing with at all. Everything has its purpose. Now, we have certain organisms that are parasites. So look at them. I mean, that does not fulfill any purpose, because we are disposed to feel that way. Why? Because we don't know, because of our limited knowledge and because of our limited intelligence. But if we knew everything, so then we'd know the purpose of every parasite, of every organism. I mean, that's a certain phenomena in the world. I mean, that is the most fundamental phenomenon that seems to be most destructive. And still, without that phenomenon of death, so you wouldn't have the so-called nitrogenous cycle. So the death of organisms, so is an integral part of the nitrogenous cycle. So in other words, if we ponder upon an isolated item in the universe, then we can say, this is something. This represents chaos. But if we ponder upon the universe in its entirety, so then there is no chaos. There is no chaos. So David Ruchet Nashi Khoye, the Wachtrimis in Kulo, Shinumori Inoemo, Shinumori came in Reimo Miskari Mahu Shoachas, the Wachtrimis Koshin Kulo. There is so much destruction. There is a lot of destruction in the elements of nature. There is so much destruction. So why the destruction? Because of the elements of destruction. Like a hawk, bird of prey. It's symbolic of destruction. But the besides the nates, there is a benet. Nates is a bird of prey. But benet is a malach. That's the malach. Malach means a shiach, a Kodesh Baruch. In other words, even in the bird of prey, the hawk, which appears, superficially appears, only to do a havoc in the world. Nothing good is done by the hawk. What does the hawk do? All right, at least the hawk like Nachem Begin, he does a lot of good. But the other hawks, the regular hawks, what do they do? But the answer is, there is a benefit. There is a malach, there is a shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, there is a shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a certain purpose. Imminent, in the hawk, in every apparent phenomenon of destruction, there is imminent a certain purpose. And by itself it might be an element of destruction, but in its entirety, so the nate fulfills a very important function. And there are certain parasites that science already discovered that are very beneficial. They are very beneficial. So in Mori Benetz, Shema Bino Machel Sesego. In other words, all the parent destructive beings in the world, let's say the rats and all kinds of insects, but without them, I mean, one scientist once wrote that if not for the rat, science would not have progressed at all. Would have been at the same place as it was 1,000 years ago, only because of the experiments that scientists were able to perform of Pandorite. I mean, otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to progress. So in other words, the moment remains, then the world could not survive. Could not survive. So we see that the Ruach Tzrim is. How is it that the Ruach Tzrim is mentioned as an example of a destructive phenomenon? Because the Ruach Tzrim is. The northern wind is the strongest wind. So we see that the northern wind is the strongest wind. So whenever you have a hurricane, you have a northern wind. So how can you say that the mighty wind is the strongest wind? So the Gemara says that what it means is that the mighty wind is the deal of the ship. Now,
Shukla-Bhuzan Bhavavasra, Yud Zayin Sivan Hei Tavshin Mem, June 1st, 1980 on Sunday.
Towards Mizrach in order to face out as well. But the minute By all Jews, it's not like that. I mean, so then, in many Jews, all over America, so at least in Europe, so it was very seldom that Yom Kippur should not be in Israel. But in America, I mean, so many Jews that I saw, that Yom Kippur is not in Israel. In Judaism, it's common itself. So Yom Kippur was not in Israel. Because for architectural reasons, it was not in Israel. So, and everybody doubted not in Israel. That's not according to the Psalm of the Mogavon. But there is a children. There is a children, Mishi Gogo, the Mitzvah. And he passed and see himself also felt that the Mogavon should be right. But since the practice of all Jews is not like that, that way so we can rely on the Jews. I mean that this oil is not the being made, Mimele, he explains the chip. He explains the chip. In other words, the Jew we have to face lechatchile Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, we should face Mizrach. But if and it's not a proper thing, he says, to build your own Kadesh, to build your own Kadesh. In any other direction, not in Israel. There is a certain children in a certain place, so behind the shul there was a church. And it happened, and so the church was behind the Israel. Some male, one of us passed it that it should not, that we should build our own Kiddush not in Israel. We should build the Om Kiddush not in Israel. So the Nitziv says, no, there is, even though there is a church behind the Mizrach, behind the Mizrach wall, so there is no Israel facing it. There is some nation Israel. So then he recommends those who build the Om Kiddush not in Israel. But if it was built, it never already, so then he says we should do it the way the Minig is. In other words, to daven towards the place where the Om Kiddush is. Even though the Om Kiddush is my level, gone on top. So it's not like our Gibor of Rav Shemeshis. Now, I just want one thing that we did not explain in Akai. The Gemara said, the Alomai Birei Bishchim, Yom Rebishchim, maybe. בואו ונעזיק תאילו אביסאים שהביאו מוקים תפילו תחסיבו צבא השמיים בכל משטח. So what do you mean צבא השמיים? In other words, visibly, so the sun goes from travels from east to west. I mean, that is the way it appears at least. So that it rises in the east and the sun sets in the west. So Mele, since it visibly rises in the east and it sets in the west, now, and the motion or the revolution by the sun represent is a source of for love of God, in other words, because that's what it means that Shamayim Ruchon Shtachim, as the Radak explains, because when one ponders upon the revolution of the planets, of the sun, so the Mele becomes aroused with Avas Hashem. So in other words, so that's why we say Utsuah Mishtachim, Utsuah Shamayim Ruchon Shtachim, because what is Shtachoye? Shtachoye is an expression of homage, of love of God. So the Mele, when one looks at the Tzva Shemayim, the way they move, the way the Tzva Shemayim move in the sky, so it becomes aroused with love of God. So that is called the Shtachoy. Now, since the visible revolution and motion of the Tzva Shemayim is from east to west, so that means that visibly the sun goes from east to west. So east to west. So the Mele, So in Mele, we say that there is a concentration of Shechinah in the West, because the visible motion of the sun from east to west arouses in our hearts our Hashem. So that's why it's considered a Sphira Mishri. So, Utwa, Masim or Abach and Yaakov, Vidil Mekeheve Chenei Yu Pras Merabe, Vechizel Achero, Umishtach. So, why do we say that from this process, from this Vashe Mayim of Umishtach, we can deduce that the Shechin is a Mayim? Why? Because that's why the motion of Mitzvah Shemayim, of the sun, arouses Abbas Hashem in our hearts. And since the motion is from east to west, so that means that there is more a concentration of Shechinah in the west than in any other direction. Because that's what it means, more Shechinah. In other words, here, let's say, Hashkoa Shechinah means that the environment arouses Abbas Hashem. Yiras Hashem. So why do we say that the Mayor arouses more of the curiosity of spiritual curiosity in Yiras Hashem and Aras Hashem than any other direction? Because when a person looks at the Tzvah Shemayim, so it appears to him that the sun moves from east to west. So that is a source of spiritual inspiration. More, let's say, than Mitzvah. So Maskur Alachem Yaakov, we deal with the image of Eidu Pras Mirabe, because of Achim Umishtach. So on the contrary, so he says that he can have it. בדיוק כמו הם במצרח משתחתי וחיתן מהם דרך ומשתחתי סוף הכולה הם איסים כאבד שאין לו פרס ורבי וחיתן על החיר ומשתחתי. Now, we didn't explain it last time. I thought of explaining it and then we came about in other things. So, what does the Gemara mean? Well, the Gemara certainly couldn't mean that perhaps the sun actually bows in the Mizrach. I mean, the sun doesn't bow in Mizrach, doesn't bow in Maidah. So in other words, as the Radak explains this posse, Utsvash Mayim Hamishtachim. In other words, the motion, the movement of the sun arouses, is an expression of homage to God, because that manifests the Gvur Isabere, the motion of the sun from east to west. So why does he say, Maski Torah Vachem Yaakov, we do make it every chenit of Kras Merabi? So Rashi explains it, perhaps the sun, as it keeps on moving from east to west in the course of the day, it steps back and it makes a bow. What does it mean? It makes a bow. Now, I think that the plain pshat in this Gemara is based upon the Copernican and the Galilean theory that the sun does not revolve around the sun, the sun does not revolve around the earth, but the other way, that the earth revolves around the sun. So in other words, so it makes, let's say, according to the Ptolemaic concept, so there are two revolutions made by the sun. One in the course of a year, and then another motion in the course of the day around its own axis. And according to the Copernican concept, so it is just the other way around. So it's not, the sun is stationary and the earth revolves around the sun. Now the Rambam adapted the Ptolemaic concept. But the Balamoya, the Rosh Hashanah, Dachov, so he says that the sun is stationary and that the earth revolves around the sun. The Copernican concept. As a matter of fact, the Zohar in Parsha Vayikra says that the sun does not revolve around the earth, but the earth revolves around the sun. So it's not such a question. So the Rambam is true that the Rambam did adapt the Ptolemaic concept. Now, as a matter of fact, I saw someone says that according to the Balamoria, so this is really the Pshat Moed in Psochim. Morim Sochim, that's an about of the day, says Tom Rabuno. Chachmi in Soil Emelin, Galgo Kavua, Umazon is Chesri. The Chachmi in Seru Omen, Galgo Chesri, Umazon is Kavua. It's a very, it's an obscure humor. I mean, the question is, what is Galgo? What is Mazolis? What is Mazolis? So, now here the Gemara says, Heidu, Chachmi in Soil, Chachmi in Seru. But, the Ramatam, in Sefer Yosha says, that even though the Gemara says that Heidu, Chachmi Yisroel, Chachmi Yisroel, it does not mean that they really considered. It's meant Heidu, that the Chachmi Yisroel had some evidence, but they did not concede to the Chachmi Yisroel. Anyway, I saw someone explain it that way, and he said that's the mocking of the Bamoya, that the earth revolves around the sun. Where did he get it? After all, in the time of the Balamoya, everybody took it for granted. I mean, even the Rambam. I mean, that the sun revolves around the earth. So where did the Balamoya get it? So someone writes that he got it from the Zimar. It's mentioned in Zohar too, but the Balamoya did not see the Zohar. The Zohar and Mahalikho says it so explicitly. Where did the Balamoya get it? So I saw someone write that the Balmoya probably explained the Gemara that way. Chachmi Yisroel Emunim, Galgal Kavua. Galgal is from the word something that is round. So that refers to the sun. Galgal. Galgal Kavua. Mazolis means the planets. The earth is the planet. So, Mazolis Chinzkin. And the planets, the earth, like the earth, they revolve. The sun revolves, Umazon is going, and the earth is stationary. And there's even though the Gemara says that Hidu, Chachmei, Yisroel, Chachmei, Zeilom, but from the time says, in respect to this Gemara, it doesn't mean Hidu that they conceded. It means that they admitted that Chachmei, Zeilom's theory had some evidence. But they did not agree with the theory of the Chachmei Yisroel. Anyway, so the Balamoya says so, that the earth revolves around the sun. And of course the modern concept is that the earth revolves around the sun. So when the Gemara says, So why? So that means, and the Ishtakboye is represented by the motion of the sun. Now, but actually, it's not the motion of the sun. It's the motion of the earth. Actually, it's the earth moves from west to the east instead. But visibly, it's the sun that moves from east to west. So he says, why do we say that Shechir is considered to be Todi in Maya? Why? Because what is called concentration of Shechir? Concentration of Shechir is called that direction that allows us spiritual curiosity. And Alas Hashem and Giras Hashem. So we say, so Rabbi Shimon maybe says that Shechir is totally my way. Why? Because when one ponders upon the Briye, so he becomes aroused with Abbas Hashem. And how does he become aroused with Abbas Hashem? By observing, by pondering upon the motion of the sun from east to west. From east west. So he says, but actually, it's only a visual thing, this motion by the sun from east west. Actually, there is a motion. there is a motion of the earth from west to east. So he says, let's say when a servant, when he parts from the milk, from Pasamala, and he takes a bow, and he takes a bow, I mean, in the ancient times, so the mamish prostrated themselves on the ground. I mean, even Esther and Mordechai before Ahasuerus, they prostrated themselves on the ground before the Malach, and there is no Nisa. Why doesn't it involve the Nisa of Abizore? Actually, there should be a Nisa of Abizore. How can we see Shtachnue? So how is one allowed to be Shtachnue? How is one allowed to be Shtachnue to the Malach? After all, Shtachnue, that's not Vede. That is reserved in our Avodas Hashem. So the melee should be yourself. So the answer is the Inoch Nami, it would be yourself. But there is a special letter. There is a special letter. The Mechilta says, "Vus ishtach berohem v'yosofne, avol lohem v'yatom ishtachave, avol atom ishtachave v'yodom shekinis." So there is a special letter to be mishtachve, to a woman, to a human being. To a human being, therefore, of course, as long as the human being is not worshipped, as not so. The moment the human being is worshipped by certain foolish people, as not so, it doesn't matter who worships that human being. So then there is a real Isalabizor. That's the reason why Mordechai, who Yichal mishtachve, but Mordechai did not make an issue over bowing and prostrating himself to Hashem. There's nothing wrong. And I mean, how about Anos Namori? He prostrated himself before David HaMelech. So why was it put there? Because of Lohem Yachem Shachre. Avalachem Shachre, Lohem Shachre Mitzvah. Yochei Lachem Nevat Yomom. You're still allowed to be Shachre to him. Not Mishin HaMizorah. Josh, let's say it. Not Mishin HaMizorah, but just Derech Kovet. So in other words, Talmud Leimah, Lohem Shachre Lohem. Lohem Shachre. So in other words, that means if a human being is worshipped, is recognized by contemporary people as an Abizore, then you are not allowed to be mishtachve to him in the Akkor. It involves an Isra Abizore. So that's why Mordechai was not allowed to be mishtachve to Homo. Even the Akkor is not Isra Abizore. But why? Because he was worshipped, he was recognized by his contemporaries as an Abizor. So maybe he's not allowed. But if someone, Ahasuerus, was not recognized by anyone as an Abizor, so as an Abizor. So maybe you are allowed to be Mishnachta. So the practice is when someone, in a servant of a Melech, part of the Melech, so he takes a bow before the Melech and he prostrates himself, so he recedes back, he moves back, and then he prostrates himself on the ground. So he said, so in that case, when a person moves back, steps back, in order to prostrate himself on the ground, so how does it appear when you see a person? How he steps back and prostrates himself upon the ground before the Melech. So the observer, the superficial observer, would think that this person is moving forward, because as he recedes back and he prostrates himself on the ground, so it appears as if he's moving forward. But actually, he's moving backward. So this is What Abba Yaakov is asking. Why does the Bishul Belim say that Maile is to be a Mishkila? Why? Because the Maile direction is that direction, is that what? That allows us spiritual inspiration in the heart of men, but on the contrary, the technology of an Eved who is named of Pras Rabbi Yechezel Achimo. So visually it appears that he's moving forward, because you see him falling down, prospering himself. But actually, he goes backward. So why should the minor direction be considered the steel of Yishchino? On account of the fact that visually it appears that the sun is moving westward, but actually it's the earth that is moving eastward. So let the Mizrah direction be considered as the source of spiritual inspiration. So the Gemara said Kashi. In other words, it's a good point. But anyway, this is the way Rabbi Yeshua really says. In other words, that after all, spiritual inspiration is a subjective phenomenon, and the person becomes aroused subjectively according to the way his eye sees, not according to the objective facts. So the Melech, the Mishnah Berurah says that Melech is considered to be Toleration. Alright. Omer Rabbi, Melech Siv Yare Kavod Alikri, Zulach Tahobis, Shebo Mil'or Pi Shalayot. What do you mean, Mo'o Pi Shalayot? Now, this other, the previous piece, I don't remember whether we learned it or not. Omer Abagwe, Mayo Rio, Adokyo. So, what is the derivation of Rio? It means the Abir that is in front of the Shri. I mean, figuratively speaking, that is in front of the Shri. Orio, and you shall make a kachin in the mile of the Goshen Pals. So the Goshen Pals, the west, is called Orio. Orio. So, I mean, it is, the linear of the kachin on the Mizra of the Goshen Pals. It doesn't say, the first Goshen says Goshen Pals, and then it says, she kachin on the Mizra of the Goshen Pals. It doesn't say which language. והאם לקרוא מהאבי פיו שהשכינה במים הוא פונו ממזרח נמצא המזרח עליה נמצא המזרח עליה. Now, so the Gemara is explaining that a Hebrew term in Russian Kedesh, in term in Russian, I mean, is explaining a term in the foreign language, and in the foreign language, I mean, on the basis of two terms that are Hebrew words. I mean, it sounds strange. I mean, in other words, he says, Ad Urio, so that is Urio, Amisho Maiti, Kachkirin Maiti Roshimas. And Ad Upshat is Kachkirin Mizra Roshimas. So it's a foreign term. But the derivation is explained in terms of Hebrew words. Abakyo, that's Hebrew. That's not Parsis. So I mean, isn't that strange? Moshef. If the derivation is in terms of the Hebrew word, then that in itself should be a Hebrew word. But this is not a Hebrew word. In Hebrew we say Mizrach, east is Mizrach, and west is Maimon, but not Rio. Now, there is a Shloah on this. The Shloah explains, it's very important to know that Shloah. So, because there are some self-appointed, you know, masculine, who think that they know everything. So, sometimes they might mention certain Gemara, or a Rashi, or Amin, or a Ramban, to corroborate their own heretical concepts. No. So, the Chazal say that Kishebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nosam V'nesatimo, Dibe Elohim V'noshimitz, Oneichi V'noshimitz. And we find the Rashi in regard to certain terms, in regard to certain words in the Torah, that are لطلاش مصري هی باشی میبانی هی نهای آدم که اخر بینن هی دوداش میبانی سال باشی میزنی after all the Gemara says that's how it appears from the Torah but Chazal said it explicitly that the world was created Rosh HaKedesh. In other words, the first Rosh in the original language was Rosh HaKedesh. I mean, when the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed himself to Adam HaRishon and to Chava and to all the other Nevi'im, so he revealed himself Rosh HaKedesh. So how is it that we have in Rosh HaKedesh, we have words that are of Greek derivation, Persian derivation, Egyptian derivation, or Nechi Rosh Yitzri, Hei is Rosh Yivoni. I mean, it seems to be an inconsistency. Monefsha, if there are Hebrew words in the Torah itself that are of the other derivations, so that means that Hebrew is not the original language. But there are other languages that were more original than Hebrew. I mean, that couldn't be. So the Shmuel discusses that question. And I think that the Shmuel even mentions this Gemara. The Rabavui Omar Shkhinu B'mayu Abdom Rabavui Mayu Rio Abir Pio Abir Pio. So he mentions that Gemara. He says, the world was created, the original language was Washington. And all the other languages were really divided from Washington. But in the day of Logan, so there was a Bilbo Alishinates. So then all the different languages were formed, were developed in the day of Logan. It doesn't mean the day of Logan, it doesn't mean one day it happened. That was the day of Logan, was the cause of the development of different languages. So originally, until the day of Logan, the only language used by peoples was Washkeh. But then the day of Logan, as a result of the day of Logan, so the various languages developed. So then, many of the original Hebrew words so became lost to the Jews as a result. And on the contrary, they remained in current use in the other languages. So when we say Onech is Washington, it does not mean that originally it was not a Hebrew word. On the contrary, originally Onech was a Hebrew word like any other words, like any other Hebrew word. But through the day of Logan, so many words were modified and changed, and some words so got lost from the Hebrew language as being used by the Israelites. And who adopted the use of it? Other nations. So Nechi or Hei is one of these words. And then when the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so incorporated certain words that were not current anymore and were current among the Egyptians, among the Greeks, among the other nations. So this is how he explains Urio also, which means in Persian or in any other foreign language, it means Milo, it means Israel, whatever. So originally it had that meaning of Shikedesh, but then from the day of Logan, it lost its current meaning in Hebrew. And it remained in other languages. So this is how Chazal explains Urio, which originally is a Hebrew word in terms of two other Hebrew words. אמר רבי, מה יחסיב יעד שעבר להתחיל זו החמרות שבו יאור פי שעולו? So what did you mean יאור פי שעולו? אני שומעתי מחס פי שעולו, the strength, the figure of the world, על שי שהשחיל במהלו צביר עולו, ואני מיום האחרים אותו יום, שעמי עוד קורא אוכל, שנאמר, הקים מה הולך בינינו באוכל ולובי. וכן הוא אומר, הזורים זו, נספוסת נשאלו, מכיס, כיס, הזורים זו מכיס. הזור עם זור מכיס. טיל אמסר, איך נזכיר? טיל על קטר ומוס, זו רוח צווימיס, שמאזל לסס הזור. אני לרוח צווימיס, it's a very strong wind. So, in other words, and that it's warm wind, a strong wind, and warm wind, so melee brings about it rot. Now, if there is a drought, so then what's the next thing? As a result of the drought, there is a famine, there is a war. Now, if there is a war, so there is a scarcity of food, of potatoes, of grain. So then, what's the result if there is a famine in the world and there is a scarcity of food articles, of grain and potatoes? So then, people will give away their gold in order to buy grain, in order to buy potatoes. So then the gold becomes cheaper than the grain, than the potatoes. So it's all a result of the Ruach Tzimis. Tizal katali mosi. The Ruach Tzimis. So why do you say Tizal katali mosi? Shemazel sazo. As a result of the Ruach Tzimis, which we saw, we have a drought and a famine, and then as a result of the famine, so people will start giving away their gold in order to buy potatoes and grain. So it's Mazaras Nazov. So the gold ultimately becomes cheaper than potatoes. V'chenu einir, hazorim zor mikis, kisirim alei deshik. I mean, that happened during the First World War in Russia. So in certain places, so there was, they didn't have any food. So people had to give away large quantities of gold in order to buy a bushel of wheat or a bushel of potatoes. Because they couldn't get. They had a lot of gold in certain towns, but they had no potatoes. So they gave away gold in order to buy potatoes. וכן רואים הזורים זור מכיס. Now, what does it mean? So it's explaining, Rabbi is explaining the different expressions in the Pesuk Nazir. כיסיר למעלה דשא זורח מזרוחת שמסער אסס כל היום. כיסוי, וכיביל מעלה איסב זורח רמיס שהוא מעלה לביל ומגדל אססו. תני, רבי זה רואים אילו אומרי אכסד ראודי. In other words, figuratively, the Blessed describes the world as if it had been a rectangular piece of land with mechitzes, and with mechitzes on three uchets, on three sides, Mizrach, Ma'ariv, Dorem, but it's often disposed without it. Figuratively, he describes that. The Ruach Tzimis in Mizrach, the Chidin Sheyidio, Chamor, it's a Kerem Ahor Yisraelis, Nichpefes Ve'ele L'mayro, Ve'ele L'mayro Min Orokia, Ve'ele L'mayro Min Orokia. So, in other words, it means that not in the unearth, the Lumayalaki, the Mishuaide, Eilom the Kubo Hode. Kubo is Eyal Shekoli. Eilom Shek, the Kubo Hode, the Guachrin is Misuvetes, the Hidden Shahamu Magas, the Keramaro Israelis, Makepes, the Hezer Sahir Kiko, Shenema, Hil Chaldore, the same Altsofe, Hil Chaldore, the Yale, the same Altsofe Balayo. Save, הילך הרוח, ועל לפי זה של הרוח, אילו פני מזרוחות למעלה, שפומים מסעד בוסון ופומים מעל החוסות. הוא היה עניין. Because the Taisa first mentions a member by Rabbi Isaiah, and then it mentions a member by Rabbi Yeshua. So then he says, who are you? Asa Rabbi Isaiah. Rabbi Isaiah says, Min acheda tove isuko, zuwa vremis, umimzeirin ko, zuwa achtrimis, min nishmas keunit mikerach, zuwa achmaromis, vrochi bemayim hutzak, zuwa achmizrochis. ביום אמר, הוא הרבה נשמה ולביא לי מרדות הסובי, לא יקש, לא יקש. So, in other words, so here you say that הוא הכניס רוחץ לי ביום אמר, ורוחת מים במוצק, זה רוח מזרוחץ. So the mind is a result of the רוח מזרוחץ. And the Mar said, who are bringing small and doing the noise of something? Look at it. Hold the ass in it from the Huse, hold the Huse. Bish the Huse. So, hold the ass in it from the Huse, bomb that door. If it trains mildly, then it is a result of the door moving. The ass in the Huse, but when it pours, not mildly, but then it's a result of the Easter moving. Bog na mitzvah, ki dechsi mayim b'mitzvah. All right. Now, so I mentioned last time. So in other words, so what is, I mean, it's not to be understood literally, of course. It's inconceivable that Rabbi Isaiah or Rabbi Yeshua should think that the world is flat. I mean, the world is flat, and I mean, that and the three sides, I mean, that's inconceivable. After all, it's impossible at all. Hayeshi Malchuk Oretz, and it's Yerushalmi Abuzor, that the world is round. I mean, and that's the Pshat in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, in Yishayah. That's the after all, I think, of Nachmu, Shabbos Nachmu. Hayeshi Malchuk Oretz, or all the forces, the one between Malchuk Oretz, the Chuk is a round thing. That's Hayeshi Malchuk Oretz. So what do they say? Lachsadro Deime, I mean, as if but this is figuratively described as if the world had been had mechitzes on three sides and one side is false. In other words, as I said last time, on one hand we observe certain phenomena in nature that are indicative of the cosmos. Cosmos means regularity, laws of nature. And on the other hand, there are certain phenomena in nature that cannot be explained. So in other words, so in such a world, keep asses. This is what the brother says. On one hand, the world was created, and it conforms to certain laws. On the other hand, there is a zone of chaos in the world, which has to be perfected. There is a very major zone of chaos in the world. And because of that, we have earthquakes and we have all kinds of things. Because of that, so, and even in the organic world, so, there is a zone of chaos. That's why we have so many diseases, cancer, and all kinds of things. So, Kabbalah says, Eimon Lachsadro, it is, the world is like a place, a lot that is encompassed by two mechitzes on three sides, but one side is false. So remember, there is no protection. So that's why there is a lot of chaos in the world, because there is an area that's called the Ruach Tzvi'is. There's an area. And he said, the Chidush is here, Hamoy, so care of my body training, in the Chepes, the Elo, in my own knowledge, in other words, when it comes down, so what happens when it comes down? So then, there is the other part of the earth. So when it is night here, there is sunshine, and the other half of the earth. So, in the middle, that's called remind of Rinpoche. In other words, it's not within the vision of the people who live on earth. For us, it's remarkable of Rinpoche. For us. So, in other words, so when night is symbolic of obscuring, when there is sunshine, so there is sleep, then there is regularity in the world. But when it comes out, then you don't see anything. So that's